Let me tell you what America means to me.
I love talking to you, Tom.
There's a hunger for candid voices.
Absolutely.
The stories of people creating change in Utah. This is Radioactive with Troy Williams.
In the late 1940s, they started nuclear weapons testing down at the Nevada test site. It's one of the decisions they made as to why they needed to move to Nevada was, what are we going to do about populations nearby? And as they were thinking through this, people from the Atomic Energy Commission, what they decided was we can either shoot it off when the fallout is going to be headed towards somewhere, say, like California, that's heavily populated and has a lot of political might, or we could shoot it off when the wind blows the other direction, which leads you to St. George.
Rob DeBurk is the campaign strategist for HEAL, the Healthy Environment Alliance of Utah. In conjunction with the Utah Humanities Council, he's been recording interviews of our surviving downwinder population.
If you ask the people of St. George and the people of Washington, the people along the Wasatch Front, they started seeing the effects far earlier than was ever admitted to. People that I've spoken with tell of days when fallout would happen and they would play in their gardens or they would eat their food or they would milk their cows. And they wouldn't think twice about the effects of this fallout on any of that food, on what they were ingesting or what they were playing in the gardens that they were eating from until a few years would go by. And they found that the citizens of the area were getting, they were contracting leukemia at a much higher rate. And then these are incredibly small populations, which statistically would have a very small probability of contracting high amounts of leukemia. When this started happening, people started to link this.
Rob comes from a family of downwinders who have fought cancer, both his mother and his aunt, KUED's Mary Dixon.
Since 1991, there's been the National Cancer Institute study that showed county by county across this country the levels of fallout. 19 years we've known that it went everywhere. There have been studies that have come out since then. Owen Hoffman is a researcher at Oak Ridge Senes in Tennessee who came out and said anyone who lived in the U.S. during the years of testing and developed thyroid cancer disease, it was most likely caused by testing.
Some of my earliest memories are of sitting at my Aunt Mary's home, sitting in her kitchen, listening to her talk about downwinders, listening to conversations between Mary and her friends who were from St. George, whose bodies were ravaged by five forms of cancer at the same time, who remember making little angels, like you would make snow angels, making those in the ash that fell on the ground. And then about 12 years ago, my mother passed away. She passed away of an autoimmune disease, which a lot of studies say has to do with exposure to radiation.
Rob collects these stories as a cautionary tale of nuclear testing and government secrecy. He wants everyone to remember that Utah downwinders are family, friends, and neighbors.
Many of them were as patriotic as you could find. I mean, that's one of the reasons the government was okay with St. George feeling the effects of fallout, and they felt that they could move in, tell everyone they would be safe, and that it was in the nation's best interest, and that they wouldn't be questioned. And, you know, sadly, they weren't.
Rob DeBurk of HEAL Utah, in partnership with the Utah Humanities Council. This is Troy Williams for KRCL's Radioactive.